You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 11th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
It's state tournament week for the girls' basketball teams in Minnesota, including the Underwood Rockets, and it's section semifinals ahead for the boys' teams around the state of Minnesota. Yeah, tournament time. It's a great time of the year, and we're closing in on the NCAA tournament as well. Big Ten Women's Tournament wrapped up over the weekend. Big Ten Men's Tournament is coming up starting this week. So there's a lot of basketball going on. It is certainly living up to the term March Madness. Let's start with the boys' section semifinal games that are coming up on Wednesday. Those semifinal matchups were set up by the results on the weekend. In the quarterfinals on Saturday, Henning defeated Park Christian School 49-45 at the Hive in Perham. The number one Hornets in the north half of the section will now play number two seed Ada Borup West, an 82-62 winner over Hillcrest on Saturday. The Hornets and the Cougars will play on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Hive in Perham for the north subsection title and a spot in the Section 6A championship game on Friday night at the Roosevelt Gym at the Otter Fieldhouse in Fergus Falls. Now, in the south half of the section, this number one West Central area and number two Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. They were both winners on Saturday, the Knights beating Border West, the defending champion, 71-45. And the Jaguars coming out on top 80-68 over Brandon Evansville. So the Knights and the Jaguars will play at 7 o'clock Wednesday at Minnewaska Area High School in Glenwood, with the winner advancing to that championship game on Friday night. In Section 8-2A, the top-seeded Pelican Rapids Vikings eliminated Perham 57-45 on Saturday, while East Grand Forks went into Barnesville and upset the Trojans 78-72. In the other half of the bracket, Park Rapids area won 67-57 over Holly, and Wadena Deer Creek defeated DGF, the defending champions, 82-71. So at Concordia on Wednesday night, the 8-2A semifinals will feature Pelican Rapids against East Grand Forks at 6 o'clock, and then Park Rapids area taking on Wadena Deer Creek at 7:45. The two survivors from those games will meet on Friday at Concordia at 7 o'clock for the 8-2A title and a state tournament berth. So it's going to be a fun week, a busy week, exciting week on the basketball courts around the area as teams on the boys' side try to get to their state tournament. Now, the girls' state tournament is this week, and the Underwood Rockets are headed to state for the second consecutive year. And I caught up with Brian Hovland and talked about how satisfying it has to be for especially his seniors to get back to that state tournament.
There was always that goal, but I don't think it was expected as we did last year. We had some new faces and faces that were injured last year. But the way this team has come together, it's been super fun to coach and at times just sit back and watch. So,
well, 27-3, that's impressive. And 9 straight wins heading into the state tournament. It just seems like you're clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, between the Park Christian game and the Hancock game, it's probably the best we've played. And even the Hillcrest game, they took some things away from us and our other girls stepped up, which really made us stronger, I think, as a team and what we can and can't do when things start doing those things, teams start doing those things. On Friday, that first half of that game, I hate to say it when I say that I don't think we could play any better than that, because I think we probably could. That was as good as we played all year. And when you're doing that at the end of the season, it makes for a really fun run.
What kind of keyed your run there? You had a 19-2 run in the first half that allowed you to build a double-digit lead at halftime. You're up 17 on a Hancock team that's been tough on you. So what made the difference this time around against Hancock to provide you with that the impetus to go on that run?
You know, when two teams know so much about each other, I mean, we've played them to know them probably more than they know themselves. They do the same to us. I think the big thing was when they started switching from man to zone, zone to full court to, I mean, in every single possession, we made them pay. You know, normally when they would do that, it would take one or two possessions to go back and forth where we finally figure out what to work. They went into their 2-1-2 half court zone, got a really good look at the short corner. Millie kicks it out to Trinity for three. Next time down, they're overplaying the three, and Millie makes a nice baseline shot. You know, those things are killers when they're switching defenses and you attack it right away. It's just it's a mental breakdown, you know, and the girls did a great job of getting what the looks that we knew we needed to get against those defenses.
Is this a team, or has this become a team, Brian, that you don't worry about when they make changes on defense against you, that they can recognize it and adjust without you having to call a timeout every time?
For the most part, we have probably 4 or 5 point guards on the floor. So they recognize those things quicker than I do. That's a testament to them and how they've studied the game, and kids like Trinity and Ezra and Callen and Millie and Liz, they just know what's going on, and when they adjust to it that quick off the fly, good things happen.
You only had 8 turnovers in that game against Hancock, and that's key too, especially at tournament time. But why has this team become so good at handling the ball and just not giving the other team opportunities?
Like I said, they're point guards. A lot of them are. You know, I mean, they just do a very good job of controlling, knowing what we want to run. You know, Trinity's a freshman, but doesn't play like a freshman. You know, Ezra sat out last year because of her knee injury, and it's was kind of a second, third coach for us last year that really has studied the game and become a lot better at it. And when your 6-footer was your point guard last year, you know, it's a change in our philosophy, because we were really post-laden last year with the 5 seniors, but it's really changed the up-tempo, and I mean, when you got that many kids that can handle the ball, good things can happen. So.
How determined is this team to go down to the Twin Cities and not just be there and compete, but win this tournament?
You know, last year, going down there, it was the goal, because Hancock the year before had won the state tournament, and then when we beat them out in the section championship, you know, that first round loss was a killer, but we finished so strong. You know, not too many teams get to say they finish out the year on a win. So I think we built off that. You know, looking at matchups and who we play and coming up and all that stuff, I think it's a real possibility that they do very well down there. You know, we got to play well, and that's just whatever the team does when you get down there. But it's not going to be a shock to us, the facilities and the change. I mean, everything's kind of normal for them right now. When even the schedule that we're using, we play the same time, we do this. This is when we're leaving. I mean, everything's the same as it was last year. So they've lived it. I think they're going to be very comfortable down there.
Do you feel your schedule that you played, the teams that you went up against regular season and postseason, has put you in a great spot no matter who you play? You face the tough teams and you're battle-tested?
Some of the teams we played, well, Hancock being one, you know, I mean, in Perham made it. You know, Hancock is the only team, one of the only teams to beat Goodhue, who was ranked number one down there. So, I mean, it's just, I think they know that they can compete with anybody. We just, again, how we adjust to each team is going to be how we change that. You know, we're not super deep, and how you get 3 games in a row on a college floor in 3 days, that affects us is going to be a deciding factor. But that's my job to try to figure all that out, I guess.
I bet your job this weekend was trying to delve in and find out whatever you could about Southwest Minnesota Christian. What's the early scouting report on your first round opponent?
You know, they're, after watching some film on them and getting some info from some different coaches, you know, they're a lot like Hancock, where you have a post player that's a lot like Zempel. You have a guard that really wants to attack the basket rather than shoot threes, which would be, you know, kind of like Roloff. Roloff can shoot the three really well too, though. So I think they're long and athletic. I think our team speed is going to give them a little bit of issues, you know, especially on the big floor. But it's going to be, you know, when two teams don't know about good, you know, I mean, two good teams, you know, and I think Park Christian is a really good team we played. They didn't know much about us. We didn't know much about them, but we adjust on the fly and we do those things that like good teams do. And it really comes down to what we've concentrated on all year is our defense. And if we can play defense like we've been playing, we're going to be fine.
That's head coach Brian Hovland of the Underwood Rockets. They open up state tournament play at Maturi Pavilion on the campus of the University of Minnesota Thursday at 1 o'clock, taking on Southwest Minnesota Christian in the opening round of the tournament. Now, they'll play again on Friday, hoping to play in the championship semifinals, but a loss on Thursday would put them in the consolation semis. To play on Saturday, teams must win at least one of their first two games at the state tournament. Lake Area Docks and Lifts serves you from five different locations across Lakes Area. They're trying to get you ready for summer fun. And if you need their help, well, they're certainly there for you. That's Lake Area Docks and Lifts. One of our sponsors, in addition to Lake Area Docks and Lifts, is Pemberton Law, and you can visit them at pemlaw.com or one of their four convenient locations around the area in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates all the way back to 1883. College basketball, well, 2:38 left in regulation, trailing by 8 points Sunday. The Iowa women's basketball team did not look as if they'd be celebrating a third consecutive Big Ten tournament title. But Caitlin Clark and company had other things in mind. They rallied to force overtime and beat Nebraska 94-89. Clark wound up with 34 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals. And with that Big Ten tournament title, the 29-4 Hawkeyes are in great shape to be an NCAA number one seed for just the third time in program history, and it would be the first time since 1992. The Hawkeyes made the Final Four last season as a number two seed, and they're hoping to get a number one when Selection Sunday comes around. Now, the Big Ten men's tournament begins on Thursday. The number 9 seed Minnesota Gopher men will face Michigan State at 11 a.m. Thursday, and a win would advance them to Friday night's game against number 1 seed Purdue. The Golden Gophers finished the Big Ten regular season with a 9-11 record. That is the most conference wins for Minnesota since the 2018-19 season, and the number 9 seed is the highest under head coach Ben Johnson. Minnesota improved 5 spots from last year's number 14 seeding in the tournament. So we'll see how they play here at tournament time. Timberwolves falling on hard times. They played without Karl-Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert last night, and Anthony Davis feasted on their absence. He had 27 points, a season-high 25 rebounds, and a career-high 7 steals, leading the Lakers to a 120-109 victory over the Wolves. And Naz Reid scored 25. He hit 5 threes in his first start of the season. Minnesota made 16 of their 46 three-point attempts. That's a season high as far as three-point attempts for the Wolves. Anthony Edwards scored 25 for Minnesota, but the Wolves have lost 4 of their last six games. They are now a game and a half behind Oklahoma City in the Western Conference standings. Timberwolves will stay in Los Angeles and play the Clippers tomorrow night. And what a win for the Minnesota Wild. They pulled their goalie in overtime. Yeah, game tied at three, and they pulled him when Marc-Andre Fleury skated off with a minute and a half left in OT. It didn't take long. Matt Boldy took a pass from Mats Zuccarello and beat the Predator goalie for the game winner. So that risky move by John Hines paid off. Hines said after the game, "We need 2 points. 1 point, 0 points, not going to do us any good. We needed two." So they went for it, and they got it. And the Wild now 6 points out of the last playoff spot in the Western Conference with about 15 or 16 games remaining on the schedule. They beat the Predators 4-3 with that daring move in overtime. Had they given up an empty net goal with that extra attacker on the ice, they would not have even gotten the 1 point that you get for an overtime loss. They would have forfeited that. Now, the Wild will host Arizona in their next game on a Tuesday night as they try to continue to climb up the standings ladder. Nine-time Pro Bowl quarterback and former Super Bowl champion Russell Wilson plans to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. ESPN reporting that Wilson will sign a team-friendly one-year deal. The Denver Broncos, who told him last week that he would be released, will wind up paying $38 million of his salary while he wears the Steelers uniform. And Baker Mayfield is going to be with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 3 more years at least. He signed a 3-year, $100 million contract with $50 million of that guaranteed. And that's going to do it for our podcast today. Hope you have a great start to the week. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of tournament action that we're going to be talking about. And we'll look forward to visiting with you each day this week with Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.